Off out at customers, see dealer for details, find new roads.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of their hiring events between November 18th and 27th at the Schneider facility, 3600 South Costner in Chicago. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., the biggest, the original Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 25, 40, even 50% off. New 2018 Chevy Equinox, 25% off at just $19,800. New 2017 Chevy Malibu, now 40% off, now only $14,400. You can even take 50% off used vehicles. Plus, get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 25, 40, even 50% off with a new 2018 Chevy Equinox. 25% off at just $19,800, or a new 2017 Chevy Malibu, now 40% off, now only $14,400. Grossinger Chevy, right at the corner of Lake Cook and Rand Road in Palatine. Visit GrossingerChevy.com for all the deals. Find new roads, stock number CT18054, 870067. Two available at this price off MSRP on select new models. Plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee. Off current NADA retail value on select models. Minimum 5% of inventory. Expires at month's end.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten Basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale right now at NUSports.com. Starting with the Bulls, they're in Los Angeles tonight. They're getting set to take on Lonzo Ball and the Lakers. Ball has two triple-doubles on the season. That already ties Magic Johnson for the franchise rookie record. Also on the Bulls front, Zach LaVine has been cleared for contact. He tore his ACL back in February. He's expected to return to game action sometime next month. In football, the Bears will be back at practice tomorrow preparing for the Eagles. Leonard Floyd unlikely to play in that game. He sprained his MCL and PCL in the loss to Detroit 2 days ago. Finally, a few baseball notes. The Cubs have named Will Venable their new first base coach. The Score's Bruce Levine reporting that the Cubs and Red Sox will play two exhibition games in Florida, March 26th and 27th. And 12 Braves minor league players will be declared free agents as punishment for Atlanta circumventing MLB international signing rules from 2015 to 2017. This scoreboard update brought to you by Chicago Fitness Partners. Are you in the market for home fitness equipment? PrecoreHomeFitness.com. And MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by your local Geico agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick, that has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Andy Dalton's one of those guys that had some quarterbacks that they can go 25 of 33, but it's what they do with four or five of those incompletions that you go, my God, right. What the hell was that?
quarterback would throw an interception, he'd come off and he'd go, well, I didn't see the safety. Well, you think? Yeah.
Brian Billick.
Looks so better!
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick's on Twitter at Coach Billick. He writes for NFL.com. You see him on NFL Network. You hear him right now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Brian, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So, what exactly happens when a quarterback throws five interceptions in the first half of a football game?
You got to know. I mean, I don't know who among the football gods that Sean McDermott pissed off, but I mean, my God, you have a 5-4 team that's in the sixth seed in the draft, or sixth seed in the playoff picture, all but with six games left to play. You got a quarterback that has been serviceable, not spectacular, but serviceable. I understand changing and going, okay, we need to find out what we have in this young quarterback before the end of the season to find out if we need to make another move. That's fine if you're Cleveland, if you're San Francisco, if you're New York. But when you're the sixth seed in Buffalo and you make that switch, the guy throws five interceptions. I'm wondering at what point did he want to slit his wrist? Was it the third interception? Was it the fourth interception? Or did it really take five to say, okay, I can't do this anymore?
What is the worst quarterbacking performance you saw as part of the NFL?
Oh, God, it was, you know, and it's not a great place to be because you want to be supportive of the quarterback. I remember, I'll even go back to our Super Bowl year, and I hate to beat up on Tony Banks because he really was a good kid and actually played pretty well for four games. But he got into this rut of throwing interceptions at the wrong time, and you want to be supportive. We were playing Washington and specifically called a timeout, and because we're in red zone, and we're going to take a shot. And I go, no, look, we're going to throw the slant. Don't even worry about the corner, okay? If it's bad and he gets to it, just watch the Will linebacker. As long as the Will doesn't drop underneath it, you got the slant, we got a touchdown. I mean, literally had those words. Goes in, drops back, Will linebacker drops, he throws it right to the Will linebacker. And he came off, and he knew I had to make the change, and that's when I went with Trent Dilfer. And I didn't. It was I didn't even have the words. If I hadn't laid it out so specifically, it might have been, you know, well, what did you see and what made you think? But so that's probably the worst interception that I've ever been around.
What's a deal breaker for you with a quarterback when you're told this has to be coached out of him?
You know what? I don't buy into that. I mean, there's certain things when you go and you travel around to the colleges and look at a quarterback. And I always remember college coaches tell you, well, you know, he does this or that, but you can coach that out of him. And I would be, well, no, I can't. You know, either, particularly when it comes to the fundamentals of the throw. Now, if it comes to reads, or I guess the most common reference would be a guy that's probably taking more chances than he should. Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler, his confidence, and he has the kind of confidence you want the quarterback, but he's writing checks. His confidence is writing checks that his arm and actually can't cash. Because sometimes you have quarterbacks that just don't have the accuracy. They think they can get it in there. They have arm strength, but they just don't have the judgment to know, to not be able to admit, no, I can't get this ball in there.
Mike McCoy was a guy whose star was on the rise as recently as just a couple of years ago, and he gets the head coaching job, you know, hot coordinator, and he gets his chance. Next thing you know, he's fired from a coordinator position. Yet, you know, you can understand why somebody like John Elway or Vance Joseph looks at what's going on in the AFC right now, where nobody seems to want to make the bottom half of this playoff group, and think to themselves, you know, with this defense, we should be there. This just isn't good enough. You know, we've got you on tape joking about firing your offensive coordinator, but I'll be damned, they really did put it on him midseason.
Yeah, and what we just saw, Oakland, same way. They feel the same way. They fired their defensive coordinator. Like, that's going to make a difference. I don't know that it will. And Mike McCoy, I got to believe with Mike McCoy coming back, that John Elway was right there, in there, knee-deep, and saying, well, no, let's stay with Trevor Siemian. No, let's go with Brock Osweiler instead of Paxton Lynch. But Mike's the one that's kind of taken the hit for it, because those are organizational decisions by the head coach, and John Elway, you know, is weighing in on that. But Mike's going to be the one to take the hit for it. And you're right. You talked about a fall from grace from being the, the boy genius and getting a head job and now being fired from a coordinator's position. It's always tough. And I don't know, that you can find too many examples where firing the coordinator really made that much of a difference.
We got Mitchell Trubisky on tape post-game this week saying pretty much that John Fox, whatever he allows Dowell and I to do, we run the offense through him, but he's not the play caller. You're a guy who call plays and also had veto power as a head coach. When you say, you know what, I don't like that here, I don't think we should do that here, how far in advance do you have to do that so your play caller can get in his mind what exactly it is that you want to do? Or should that game plan have already been talked about that you don't want to sway from it too much if there's not an injury or some kind of crazy catastrophic instance in a game?
Yeah, no, that's got to be done during the week. But between whether it's the head coach, the coordinator, and the quarterback, also for him to wait in going, okay, coach, I know we practiced it, but I don't like this route or that route. I'm not comfortable throwing it. You've got to be responsive to that as a coordinator or as a head coach. But it's not unlike, deciding to go for it on fourth down inside the red zone. You don't wait for the fourth down to make that decision. Not if you're going to be fair to your coordinator. You got to know going in, hey, you're in four down territory. Because now my third down call is going to be made with the idea that I know I'm going to get the next down. So it's going to change. It's going to change the call that you make. So, yeah, as a head coach, I think you got to be very careful. First, you got to embolden your coordinator and your quarterback to do what they want to do. You got to wait it. That's why I like doing – I ran the scout team because that was my way of, one, keeping, touching every player every day, keeping in touch with you all 53 plus your practice squad. Plus, it also – it gave me an opportunity because, those coordinators will lie to you now. We're going to do this and that. Well, I'd be running the scout team going, wait, I thought we were going to run X, Y, or Z here. I haven't seen it yet on the cards. But also it gives you a chance to see the reaction to it to also wade in going, okay, I'm not feeling this. What are you trying to get done here? And have that kind of input. And then they can sell you on it and say, well, no, we're going to do this or that. And then you see it in practice. Well, now you've had your say. But if you wait to do it during the game, then that's, most head coaches have been coordinators, and when they were coordinators, they didn't like it when that was done to them.
So why would a coordinator lie to you? Is it the old idea of wanting to beg for forgiveness rather than ask for permission? Is it just knowing that there's something that you're allergic to that they don't want to say that they're going to do? I'm interested to find out. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're sneaky bastards now. They want to do what they want to do, but they know what you like. So they'll, in the game, you go sit and go through the game plan and they'll go, oh, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then if you're not paying attention, you get through the entire week and you go, well, what about that screen you wanted to run? Well, coach, we really didn't work it that much, and I'm not as comfortable with it. That's why I like running the scout cards, because they couldn't get anything past me.
I want a coach's perspective on something we talked about yesterday, too. Before the games this Sunday, Jake Lazor of Fox had a really, really good source regarding Kyle Long's injuries. And he enumerated them specifically. Here's what Kyle Long is going through. And it's after a week in which Kyle Long took some reasonable criticism for being available in emergency situation for field goal, but not playing despite being in uniform. And a lot of people, including former Bears offensive linemen, hit him pretty good. So here comes Jay Glazer. Look, hey, Kyle's got this, Kyle's got that. And we were wondering about NFL protocol and about, I'm sure everybody's hurt. We know that. Everybody's got something. And these guys are always in pain all the time with any number of injuries. What does it do to a locker room, or where there are other guys saying, hey, you know what? I wish I had the relationship with a national media member who could maybe tell people why my film doesn't look that good.
Yeah, and that drives me nuts. Because, it comes from the agent. Mm-hmm. Or maybe because Jay works these guys and does all that kind of stuff. And drives me nuts. And as a coach, just simply because, for the very reason that you're saying, the players got to understand, look, if you're going to communicate, if you're going to make excuses for yourself via the national media, then okay, have at it. You go back into that locker room and face your guys. Because you outlined it exactly right. That's where the issue is, not with the coach, but it's with the other players, that you're basically making excuses to a locker room, through a medium like Jay Glazer. And you got to help the guy to understand, hey, that's not the kind of teammate you want to be.
Have you ever had a player or a player's agent come to you and say, hey, couldn't hurt to mention that my guy's got a busted finger he's not telling anybody about?
No, the agent, I kept my arms linked from the agent. Now, Ozzie Newsome, who had to deal with them, would communicate with me occasionally. Well, the agent says this or that.
Well, I mean but now. I mean now as a member of the media. As a broadcaster, do you have guys doing that?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't go near that. I would never ask a player or a coach for that information to try to share it, and they would know better than try to communicate that through me. I'd have no part of it. Plus, it's not the job I have, so it's pretty good.
As a former coach, what does it mean when there's a guy who the players more so than anybody, but the players and the ownership group trust, but the rest of the staff has to go? Because I'm looking at Vic Fangio, and we talked a lot about him, you know, if he's forced to be the interim head coach, or if he wants to be a head coach going forward, or if he'll be stapled to a young offensive mind. What kind of conversations have to happen? Because we all know you got to have a ready list of guys that you're ready to go to war with as a coach as soon as you get that first gig. If a guy is put on you that has the reputation that he has, what do you have to talk about with a front office or with an ownership group when you're accepting a job like that?
Well, anytime you interview for a head job, that really is the biggest conversation you're going to have. Because there's certain, so first off, you sit down with a group that they're interviewing you, that at the end of the day, you're the expert. They don't know any more about that job than the man on the moon, and yet here they're interviewing you. There's certain things they're going to ask about your schedule, how you deal with the media. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is what kind of staff you're going to put together, because they're going to judge your competency, particularly in today's game where you're not hiring head coaches. You're hiring coordinators to be head coaches, basically. You know, we're in a league today where it's, the classic idea of a head coach, now they're going to hire the best guru they can on one side of the ball or the other. So they want to know who's going to be your counterpart. Don't worry about personnel. Don't worry about cap. We're going to lock you in your room, shove the meals under the door, and you put together these genius game plans. Well, they want to know who's going to be doing that on the other side of the ball. So the staff that you put together is probably one of the most important things. And every coach, particularly one that thinks of themselves as becoming a head coach, you've got to know has a stable. And it better be 2 and 3 deep, because that's really the main thrust of the conversation you're going to have with anybody about becoming a head coach.
Last thing for you that I have, Brian, the Bears are on yet another kicker. Connor Barth shown the door. Cairo Santos is brought in. And this after a bizarre training camp spectacle that saw them spend $500,000 on a waiver claim for Roberto Aguayo, who simply can't kick a football. So we don't know why the Bears did that. We're not quite sure how they're evaluating kickers. And we're also, I've been amazed that a team that plays John Fox style, close to the vest, conservative football, that needs a kicker as a weapon, let alone could suffer through a kicker being a liability. So I know you hate kickers. Most football guys just they can't stand the idea of kickers affecting their livelihood. But there's got to be a right way and a wrong way to know what you're getting.
Yeah, well, other than can they do the job? Because I will tell you this, nobody knows anything about kickers. Nobody. You know, about the stroke and the this and the that, and it can do that. Either they make it or they don't. And so, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. And if there's not a lot out there that can't make it, then you don't have a lot of choice. You're just picking, you know, between a lot of bad choices. But I've never heard anybody intelligently outline, well, here's what the kicker's got to do. The plant foot's got to be here, and it's got to come in at a certain angle and do that. Nobody knows how kickers do what they do.
Well, the Bears hired a guy. Years ago, the Bears had a guy named Randy Brown, who was known as a kicking instructor, who was like a Hank Haney, right? It was more like a golf swing coach than anything else.
Now, listen to what I'm telling you. Nobody knows anything about how kickers kick. They either do or they don't. So from that standpoint, you either got one that does, you got that one that doesn't, because you're not going to develop them. You're not going to teach them. It doesn't work that way. Nobody knows anything about kickers.
All right, Brian. Well, we still don't know anything about kickers.
That's right.
Enjoy your holiday, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.
That is Brian Billick at Coach Billick on Twitter. Definitively, yeah. Nobody. Don't, if you are a self-described kicking coach, you have just been summarily kicked in the rocks
that
by
was a
Brian Billick.
Swarthy Billick today, yeah, too. Boy, he got a bastard in there. Got a pissed on. He was pissed off.
you're hearing. I'm not. This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready
I
for
told
a
myself not to say that part.
Too. Bad cold and flu season. A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. We have a big day planned tomorrow. We are going to rock you into your Thanksgiving weekend yes. in Oswego, and I've got special information on the tickets that we have available. These are not your run-of-the-mill opportunity for some
special.
We got some pretty special tickets for you. Bud Light is sending us out to Oswego. All the details next on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. How far the Philadelphia 76ers come? Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm about to talk about their 107-86 win over Utah on Monday night. The point of this minute is the point of every minute about Philadelphia, Joel Embiid. And it's not even about his 15 points. It's about what Embiid did to Jazz rookie Donovan Mitchell. He swats him, hooks him, flops, and then gets him teed up. And then jumped up, pumped up the crowd, and admitted after the fact that he flopped. Embiid is not only an amazing player and an amazing personality, he is an incredible troll. And he hooked Mitchell big time last night, and then he hugged it out with Mitchell after the game. Because how can you not love the big man? I love his game. I love his attitude. I love his tweets. I love everything about this guy. He is the best thing to happen to Philly in a long, long time. I'm Jim Rome.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty.
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Ask number 3030.
It's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
You sure?
Yes, very sure.
I'm just making sure that you're sure. It is Mattress Firm's Sleep Giving Sale. For the first time ever, when you spend just $500 on a new mattress, you get a free adjustable base valued at $1,198. That value, free. So happy holidays with that. Adjustable bases, if you haven't experienced them, they take your sleep to a whole new level you will enjoy.
And actually, I moved to bed last night at the Mattress Firm.
I bet you did.
On Roosevelt and State, because I walked in there to get a new bed, and there was a lady in there, and she goes, "Have you tried these out?" I was like, "Oh, ma'am, not only have I tried them out."
I am a semi-mattress professional.
Yes, yes. I told her about the adjustable base that you just mentioned, a value of $1,200, and of course, about the sleep giving sale.
Look at you, Yeah. Product.
Yeah, me and my guy were in there. We high-fived. We did a jump bump. It was all good. The whole family was in there. She actually went away with two queen mattresses. I'm telling you right now, Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale is one of the many reasons why your holiday will be fulfilled. Make sure you get to Mattress Firm. And I'm 0% for 6 years.
Yep.
0% for 72 months during Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale. I told her about that last night as well.
Black Friday through Sunday until noon, you can get a Sonos One speaker when you get a mattress for only $799. It's an in-store only offer. It lets you sleep soundly with one of the most innovative voice-activated music devices in the market. So take advantage of that as part of Mattress Firm's Sleep Giving Sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
No matter where professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of their hiring events between November 18th and 27th at the Schneider facility, 3600 South Costner in Chicago. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com. Now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., the biggest, the original, Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 30, 40, even 50% off. New 2017 GMC Acadia SLEs, 30% off at just $23,600. New 2017 Buick Encores, now 40% off at only $15,600. That's right, a new 2017 Encore, only $15,600. You can even take 50% off used vehicles, plus get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 GMC Acadia SLEs, 30% off. And new 2017 Buick Encores, now 40% off. Only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and BlackFridayCarDeal.com. That's BlackFridayCarDeal.com. Stock number M70453, number B70713, two available at this price off MSRP on select new models, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 dock fee off current NADA retail value on select used vehicles. Minimum 5% of inventory, expires 11/27/17.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Hey, it's Hanley here. It's time to bet the 2017 Hawthorne Gold Cup with ExpressBet. It's the official online betting partner of Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne's most historic and prestigious race hosts some of horse racing's top thoroughbreds. And you can watch the race and bet all the races from your laptop, your phone, your tablet. Don't have an ExpressBet account? It's easy to open one. Do it today and pick up a $20 signing bonus, a $100 signing bonus, a $500 signing bonus. The action begins Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 25th. At the track or on the go, however you bet the Gold Cup, bet on ExpressBet.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidge Woman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Rush to Old Navy today for 50% off. Plus, Friday only, cozy socks are just $1. For every pair sold, Old Navy will give $1 up to $1 million to Boys and Girls Clubs. Valid 11/22-24, socks valid 11/24. Exclusions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. 600.
O'Reilly. Get a free limited edition O'Reilly Auto Parts hat. Don't miss the great deals going on this weekend. Hurry into O'Reilly Auto Parts on Black Friday and get...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Tomorrow we're going to be out in Oswego, 1100 Douglas Road. Come hang out with us.
We will be at Scoreboards Sports Pub for our Bud Light live broadcast. Bud Light famous among friends. There's going to be Bud Light specials, score giveaways, Bud Light giveaways, and... It says here, enter to win tickets to an upcoming Bulls game, but it's Bulls-Cavs. So There's a chance for you to
see LeBron in one of his final jaunts at United Center.
Yep. So an opportunity. I believe it's 1 to 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. We're off early because of Illinois basketball, I believe, tomorrow. Right. So we're off at 5:30. So make sure your face is in the place hanging out with us and get your holiday season started a little bit early, courtesy of Bud Light.
Traditionally, in the history of the Scores afternoon show, a festive day. People are in.
You mean after Uber?
You can if you want. It's far.
It's a long
quite journey the in tonight. Yes.
Quite the ticket. Well, you know what, though? I've got $2 $5 credits on Uber because Uber drivers keep driving past me and canceling the ride, and then they charge me $5. This has happened 3 times now in the last week and a half. You saw it the first night when we were both out there waiting for our Uber and Lyft.
My Lyft didn't show up.
Like, what is the deal with me getting charged $5 for you not doing your job? And this is the other thing too. Whoever invented the store credit instead of giving me my damn money back policy, you kiss my ass the long way too. Because if I've had a bad instance of business with you, what makes you think I want to come back? Like,
sometimes they got you. If it's like,
give me my money back. The same way you took it out of the card when you charged it, put it back.
I had a moment the other day. I went to Walgreens. I had to buy melatonin, and I realized I bought the wrong size. I bought the 10 milligram instead of the 3 milligram, and that's way too much. That would knock my ass out. Mm-hmm. Right? So I got home like, oh, darn it. So I bring it back. I show them the thing. He's like, well, do you have a receipt? I said, no. I said, okay, I can do an exchange, give you store credit. And he scans it. He goes, well, it's half price now, so I can only give you back $5.
Oh,
and I said, I paid 10 for it.
Right.
He said, yes, but now it's only selling for $5. So he said, I can only give you 5 back. I said, no, I said, I literally actually gave you 10, and I want to exchange it for something else.
Right.
So, yeah, but he said, I'm sorry. This is what the price is showing. This is all that I can give you back. And I said, no, you're going to fix that.
Right.
So you're going to give me back not a penny more, but every penny that I actually paid.
Yes. Dude, I hate it.
I couldn't understand. Like, don't you understand? I think I'm in the right here.
This is why I don't return things often either, because I don't want to go through the hassle. Like, if I bought the wrong size or something, all right, I'll just donate it. Like, for instance, I bought two winter coats, and they get to my crib, and they're a size too small. The size chart wasn't true to form. So I'm like, all right. My girl's like, no, don't waste that money. I'm like, no, it's not a waste of money. I'll just take it.
You
know, yeah, I just take it to the Goodwill or something like that, or the mission right there on what is that canal? You know, in the South Loop.
Earl Watson in there having guacamole.
Yes, not that mission.
Oh, okay.
Not that mission, okay. But an actual mission.
Oh.
But no, man, if I give you a certain amount of money, I don't want to store credit. For instance, the place that I bought this sweatshirt from.
I bought
some slides from there too that I thought my lady would like. She did not like them. I brought them back, and I was like, I give them back to the dude. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm like, okay, what's the next step in this transaction? He goes, oh no, I got you. You got yourself a $75 store credit. I'm like, what? and then what he tells me is, oh yeah, I'm always in here too, so just remind me. Oh no, brother. No. You have got me mixed up. I'm like, no. You will write out a receipt for me and I will bring it back. I'm not about to do the whole you'll remember me thing either.
That happened to me at my McDonald's, and they gave me the wrong bag at the drive-thru. And it was just completely the wrong order.
No, dude.
So I called and I said, I'm sorry, you got the order wrong. And she says, oh, okay. Well, next time you're here, just say that Sarah said it was okay for you to get. I'm like, no.
No, that's not going to happen. not going to risk it.
That's not how this is going to work.
No, because then I come back, you say that's not me.
Right.
I start screaming, start throwing all the impulse buys on the floor. Next thing you know, the police is
local
there.
Local radio host arrested in an altercation.
I got 5 warning shots in my back. That's not happening the way the holiday season should not be brought in being shot.
Want to get some basketball stuff after
yes.
a an update here?
Yes, good. I think we should.
I think we should, too. We will.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten Basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bulls, they're in L.A. tonight to face off with the Lakers, second of a four-game trip for Chicago. The Lakers' Kyle Kuzma, second among rookies in points per game at 16.5, and the Bulls' Lauri Markkanen, third among rookies with 15.6 points per game. Also regarding the Bulls, Zach LaVine has been cleared for contact. The 22-year-old tore his ACL in February as a member of the T-Wolves. The Bears are off today. They return to Halas Hall tomorrow, prepping for the Eagles. Leonard Floyd not likely to play in that game. He sprained his MCL and PCL during Sunday's loss to Detroit, but no ACL damage there, thank goodness. Finally, in baseball, the score's Bruce Levine reporting that the Cubs and Red Sox will play two exhibition games in Florida, March 26th and 27th, and 12 Braves minor leaguers will be declared free agents as punishment for Atlanta circumventing MLB international signing rules from 2015 through 2017. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. Visit them now at bolero.com and plan the perfect celebration today. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW-certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. See dealer for details. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
You know, the Bulls have an interesting thing going on. It's not exactly on the court. Although, I will say this. With Zach LaVine cleared to practice and Chris Dunn looking like a guy who makes too many unforced turnovers, but a guy who's aggressive and athletic, and Lauri Markkanen is looking like a player. You know, we might look back on that Jimmy Butler trade and try to figure out who got the best. And I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say I was wrong if all three of those players bear the fruits that John Paxson and Gar Foreman thought they would when they made the trade. But if you haven't been watching Bulls basketball, don't blame me if you haven't. But Stacey King is kind of on what he was on when Tom Thibodeau was getting ready to get out of here. I'm not saying he's getting, you know, the mission statement from on high, but he is a former coach. He's a guy who, when he's not doing the hot sauce thing and making your kids laugh, he's a guy who his basketball sensibilities, as you and Terry coined Lolo's many years ago, they get offended when you're not doing the right thing. And especially if a worse team or an equally talented team like the Phoenix Suns, who, you know, their record is terrible for whatever reason, even though they've got a lot of talent on that team. The Phoenix Suns were doing the right things while the Bulls were doing the wrong things. And Stacey got angry about it the other day.
Okay. Well, there it is again. There's a matchup again.
He's on marketing, and they're not even looking. Wow. Skip back out. There's Grant. Same corner. Valentine partially blocked. Got it back. And a 24-second violation. Wow. How about that? Wow. They went away
That's
from Lauri
two Markkanen. Straight possessions where they had the switch with Tyler Ulis on Lauri Markkanen and went away from him. Somewhere down the line, you've got to realize he's your best player. Whether you want to admit it or not, he's their best player. He's got to get more shots and more opportunities than he gets.
Tyler Ulis pitches it out. Warren fires and misses. Markkanen the rebound.
Lauri Markkanen should be getting about 18 to 20 shots a game.
Offensive foul on the screen by Rolo.
Now watch this. Now watch this mismatch. Look at Tyler Ulis in the post right there. And Jaren Grant, all he has to do is
dribble over. Well, be patient.
He panics. It's just dribble the ball over, two steps over, and drop it in. Get a high-low action, bring Robin Lopez, and vacate the post.
Few things there. I love the fact that Stacey King's like, hey, you bums. The 12 games.
Hey, you bums.
12 games into this season. Hey, the big Finnish kid has established himself as the best player out here, so act like it. Instead of him getting 12, 14 shots a game, he needs to get 20 because Denzel Valentine and Jaren Grant need to get. But by the way, you talk about a guy who I am sure is a nice dude, and I'm sure his family enjoys him as a young man. Jaren Grant is terrible. Jerry and Grant could not play in my pickup games. And my pickup games got some bums, and I'm going to be the first one to raise my hand. Jerry Grant is no damn good at basketball. He seems like a really nice guy. He 3 out of 4 times down the court, it seems like Jerry Grant is making the absolute wrong decision. I don't know what pictures he has of anybody in the front office, why he keeps getting a start. Fred Hoiberg looks at him like he's crazy, too. If Chris Dunn would just stop turning over the damn ball, things would be fine. He'd have that starting spot no matter what. But I digress. Stacey King is telling you guys what exactly is happening there. And if you don't want to put it on the coach, that's fine. If you don't want to put it on the players, that's fine. If you want to go all the way upstairs with the college-tenured, big accolade drafting front office, they do stupid things. We talked about post entries the other day, how people can't do them anymore. They don't even bother. They don't even bother. They skip the whole step of making the bad post-entry pass. Tyler Ulis and Phoenix exploited a matchup of I'm going to switch everything with a 5'8 player on the court. You're running 1-4, 1-5 pick and roll, and you get a 5'8 player on your 6'11, 7-foot, 7th pick overall in the draft this year player, and you don't give him the ball? You're a stupid.